page 7, to the topic, in the topic, in 1987 to 1989, our pionic band chief designed and imposed a new chief and council system that another one had been established by Federal Indian Affairs geared to civilize our forefathers from their nomadic way of life. This proposed new chief and council structure was designed by one person, one man's opinion. The paper containing this new structure sounds great at the first glance, but as one rereads it and studies it, it begins to show something that could develop into a negative later on for the band. The paper at the beginning had stated that an Indian Act will be rejected, do away with it by this band. The Treaty of 30 was to be ignored. The Piwanik band would be independent First Nation, possibly also from Muskego Council. The new structure of the Piwanik Chief and Council was designed to that of the Council of Trident. Finally, to do away of band chief election altogether thereafter. The possible danger of this kind of setup is one form of dictatorship. The Council of Trident was confirmed by the Roman Catholic Church in Italy in medieval times. This kind of council was an obsolete power over people. That's why it is no good for today's free country like Canada. That's what the view on the new council structure would be like if agreed, get developed, and applied in the community. We know that our ancestors had never given themselves to any dictatorship, and slavery except to the power of nature's force. It is true that our life has been dictated by the IED bureaucratic system for the last 114 years, ever since the Confederation in 1876. But do we have to do it to do what? To do that to our own people? Hey, G. The Council of Trident, the proposed new structure for the Piwana Council has been continuously imposed to our people regardless whether they understand it or not. Whether they understand it, the proposal, the design, or that, not that's what it means on this paper. It means that the proposal, the design, this is what people didn't understand. Every conceivable trick like white man's trick has been used to overthrow or elect the chief, especially our chief. The three-pronged council, which has been designed by the white man's oriented individual, has been continually pushed into the present council. One at a time of the original three proposed committees, which were mentioned in proposed new council system. This action is easy to see. The indications are very obvious. Thus far, we have steadily done away our culture. There has to be a point to stop anything by each one of us. To think how far do we want to go with this self-sacrifice of our own culture, just to obtain and secure a position as a leader amongst our people. Some of us are speaking with the forked tongue. We glorify our words and use white men's language to intimidate our fellow Muskego in our community in order to impress our illiterate band member. That's another one of the white men's style to classify and oppress minority groups and climb social status. At the same time, we use native position to request government funds by counting every Muskego native that comes to our community just to get more dollars to our paychecks as leader for the band. This is the simple to see. That's not all. There is still more. If we want to look at our situation at the negative point of view and judge each other that way, we will kill our culture. Page 9. All this negative situation had developed within And then the last year, with 16 years, ever since the core funding started for the band communities within the Treaty 9 area,